Madonna and Child by Andrea Mantegna. The restoration was carried out by the Opificio della Pietra d'Ora of Florence, thanks to the support of the Giulio Giovanna Sacchetti Onlus Foundation in 2019. The intervention, preceded by a series of diagnostic investigations, led to the removal of the amber patina laid down by Giuseppe Molteni, who had restored the painting just purchased by Gian Giacomo Poldi Pizzoli during the 1800s. The Virgin tenderly holds the child in her arms, holding his face with the fingers of her left hand. Jesus, wrapped in a thin white cloth, is deeply asleep. His limbs are abandoned and his mouth is open. The image is in all likelihood a refined foreshadowing of Christ's death. The white cloth enclosing the child's body alludes to the shroud in which Christ's body was laid, and the Virgin's absorbed and melancholy expression also hints at this meaning. The pyramidal structure of the composition is emphasized by Mary's mantle that encloses the two bodies in a single compact form, amplifying the protective attitude of the mother toward the child. Spatial depth is suggested by the presence of two vertical brown elements on the right and left, perhaps the frame of a door or window, on which the Virgin's arms are superimposed. And by the way, the figure of Mary is set, slightly three-quarter view, with her left shoulder coming forward and her knee, on which the child is seated, protruding toward the viewer. The black background color derives from Flemish works, which circulated widely in Italy in the 15th century. The painting, which can be dated to the last years of the 15th century, was made, without preparation, on a very finely textured canvas, clearly visible, especially in the lighter areas, below the light layer of color. The rather reduced chromatic range, but rich in intense colors, such as the red of the Virgin's dress and the green of the mantle's lapel, appears today attenuated by the yellowish patina applied by Giuseppe Molteni during the restoration carried out in 1863. Some precious gold highlights are still detectable on the dress and in Mary's blonde hair. The painting was sold to Gian Giacomo Poldi Pizzoli shortly after the mid-19th century by the famous art historian Giovanni Morelli.